Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Boys and girls, we are so glad that you came, and moms and dads, and grandpa, and grandma, aunts and uncles, babysitters, brothers and sisters, and people who just care. Wow, this is some day, because we had to change our time. So you know what the saying is, you had to spring forward. And this is probably throwing off the clock of all the boys and girls starfish, because they have to come in an hour earlier. Starfish, how are you on the ocean?
This morning was so different. I woke up and it was still dark. But we had to spring forward and move that hour up on our clocks.
I know, and it was like you don't get that extra sleep that you used to get before. When it was fall, you had that extra hour of sleep because you had to fall back. And I wonder, Starfish, were we able to get our youth host? Because maybe she may have been confused.
I know. I'm so excited, boys and girls. Today, you are in store for a great, great show. We have our returning youth coach, Ava. Ava, how are you doing?
Good.
We are so excited for you to read. And this month is celebrating women and girls, right, Anjul?
Oh, yes, it is. Because before they could be women, because March is the month of women, before they become women, they had to become girls. So that's what we're going to be celebrating today. And boys, we know it usually, it is no girls allowed, but this time, because we are girls, because we are women, because we are young ladies, we are going to let everyone join our party today. Because everybody has to sleep.
Oh, they're so excited. I know. And Ava's going to read, boys and girls.
Oh, that is so good. Yay, Ava. And it sounds like Starfish, those boys and girls are wide awake.
I know. We need to go through our routine. Here on Anjul's Bedtime Stories, we have a certain routine to get ready for bed. Ava, what routine do you have to get ready for bed?
Well, first I put on my pajamas, then I brush my teeth, then I read until I'm tired, and then I just go to bed.
That seems like a very organized, efficient routine, and I know you stick to it all of the time. Right?
Right. You have to do that, don't you, Ava? Because sometimes you might forget to brush your teeth and you only just get water. Or sometimes you may forget to wash the ears.
Oh, we don't want to forget to wash behind our ears, because then when we go to school, we can't hear the teacher.
We certainly can't. So maybe what we should do is just hear the bedtime list, and then after that, I think some boys and girls don't want to take a bath, and after that, we could probably play the song that we haven't heard in so long, Rubber Ducky. So let's hear that schedule first of the bedtime list. Aren't you right?
Yes, here we go, boys and girls.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Bedtime list is exactly like Ava. She can write her own song.
So, Ava, did they forget anything on that list? Was anything forgotten on the list, Ava?
No.
I think they got everything.
Oh, great. And Ava, we're so thrilled and so happy that you're here and going to share your book with the boys and girls out there, and also with the grandpas and grandma and mom and dad. We would like to know if there's anything that you want to say to anyone before you even get ready for your book.
Oh, so here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, we like to have our youth co-hosts say hi to their favorite person, or their mom or dad, or even favorite doggy, which I know she has a favorite doggy too. Is there anyone you want to say hi to?
No.
Well, what about Freddy?
Oh, hi, Freddy.
We love Freddy. He's a little poodle.
Yes. And we want to thank you so much for coming on Blake Radio Network and Rainbow Soul,
and of course, joining Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Starfish, our guest. We're so thrilled to be able to have her here again, and for you to come on and share with all the boys and girls. I know they love that, and I know that your mommy and daddy love to hear your voice, and I think maybe your doggy does too. He's probably looking at you, going, who's talking?
I think he's licking her toes right now.
It is so funny. Well, I know that in order to do that, that sometimes, did we go over the song with getting ready to take our bath? Because we know what we have to do. And one of the things that we listed was getting in the bathtub. So grab your favorite PJs. Ava, do you know which one they are? Are they the onesies? Are they the nightgown? Decision.
I wonder what PJs are their favorite. Does anyone out there have a favorite pajama? My favorite PJs are plaid and nice and warm, and they're made out of wool, and they're pink and black. Those are my favorite. Ava, do you have any favorite pajamas?
No.
But what is your favorite color?
Pink.
Yes. So anything pink, I know, is our favorite. Boys and girls, let's get ready to get squeaky clean. Rubber ducky.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, Dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Rubber ducky, you're so silly.
Oh, but it makes bath time so much fun with the bubbles and playing with the rubber ducky and getting still clean, and sometimes the rubber ducky goes under the water and then just pops right up. So it's a lot of fun playing in the bathtub. And I know, boys and girls, you try not to splash your mommy or daddy because you don't want to get them wet. Ava, have you ever done that, splash your mommy?
No.
So I bet you that Jaden has done that. He's probably even done it with his brother. I know that. Sometimes Ashley, she's always kidding around with Casey. But we know that there are some boys and girls out there that are doing those kinds of things. But having a clean self makes you feel so good inside, and it's wonderful when you get into those clean seats with the pillows and you're walking through your bed with your wonderful slippers. And some slippers light up, and some even speak.
Yes, they do. Speaking of speaking, I think that we're almost ready for our favorite youth co-host, Ava, to read her book. And as you said, Aunt Jewel, this month and this show is about girl power.
Yay! Because girl power will really help you have so much confidence, because that's what you really need to be able to, when those dreams come, to be able to help them come true. Because when you have confidence, it makes you feel so good. And no matter what anyone says, that's why we want to recognize girls, that they will feel empowered and they will feel strong and they will not let anyone tell them what to do.
Exactly. Are you ready, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, I am. Now, what is the title of the book? I'm so excited about it because I want the other boys and girls out there to be able to be real strong, just like their mommy and daddy have told them to do, because that will make them want to share with everyone.
I'm so excited.
So am I.
Ava, are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, good. Did you get some water?
We're all set over here.
Oh, good. So are we. We can't wait to hear the story. Tell the boys and girls, what is the title of your book?
Karate Girl. By Mary Larry. My brother Eli can be a pain sometimes, but I'm patient with him. I know he admires me. One day last spring, some mean kids started bugging Eli and made him cry. I was angry but scared and didn't know what to do. The next day, I talked to my best friend June. "Come to karate class with me tomorrow," she said. June had started taking karate a while ago. She'd been trying to get me to come to class for a long time. That night, I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about how I would use karate to get back at the bullies. Before class, June introduced me to her teacher, the sensei. He asked why I was interested in karate. I told him about the mean kids. "Karate is not only about self-defense," the sensei said. "It teaches us to have self-control and confidence, to be sure enough of oneself to avoid a fight. That is what karate is about. It takes a long time to learn and dedication." I felt ready to learn, so I signed up. Class was held at a place called a dojo, in a big room with a mat. Everybody was wearing a white robe called a chi with a belt around the waist. June told me that the color of the belt shows what level you've reached. It is based on ability, not how big or how old you are. White is for beginners like me. Black is for someone very accomplished like the sensei. There are many colors in between, like yellow, red, blue, green, and brown. To move through all the different levels takes years of practice and many classes. Okay. for breathing and relaxation exercise. I went to class twice a week. At the beginning of class, the sensei had us do our breathing and relaxation exercises. We closed our eyes and thought only about our breathing. At first it was hard and my mind would wander, but after a few lessons it became easier. My thoughts would quiet down and I could focus on one thing with all my attention. After breathing and relaxation, we did warm up to get us loose and ready to move. Then we could practice our moves with focus and proper position. The sensei taught us different kinds of blocks, punches, kicks, and stances. We would practice each one over and over again until we were sure and quick. Then we put them together in different combinations. Each combination is called a kata. After you practice the moves together for a long time, they become automatic. The kata seems like a beautiful dance done with an invisible partner. But the kata is really a series of self-defense moves, and the invisible partner would be your opponent. This kata has a blocking and kicking stance. It was the first kata I learned. I got better and better at karate. I learned concentration is the best when I am alone and it is quiet. The sensei says karate is not to be used to show off. After practicing a kata all summer, I performed it and was promoted to a yellow belt. In addition to knowing the moves, I had learned how to focus and concentrate. This gave me the kind of confidence that comes with really knowing something. When school started again, the mean kids tried to pick on Eli again, but I was ready. I stood up to them and showed them I was not afraid. "My sister knows karate," Eli told them. "So what?" they said. "So that means if I absolutely have to fight, I can and I will," I said. "Karate girl," they called me and walked away. I smiled. I liked being karate girl. I still do karate. My brother is taking lessons too. In karate, there is a saying, "When you bow to the universe bows back."
That was absolutely, positively so inspiring, wasn't it, Ansel?
Oh, it was, and it's definitely a book that we should definitely have for girl power.
Exactly, and boys and girls, do you know why this book is so great for girl power? Because when she felt scared, she found an activity that allowed her to build her confidence and feel strong to protect her brother. So sometimes you may want to protect your friends, protect yourself, and it's not just karate. You could protect yourself with words by standing up for yourself and not bowing down if there's bullies like those kids and Ava's book.
Right, and it was so good that Ava went in there to be able to do something that is new and different. And it gave her the confidence to be able to express herself and be able to step out and do new things.
Yes, the girl, what was the karate girl's name? June? Oh, June was her friend. And Eli was her brother, yes.
Right.
But they called her Karate Girl. And I think that this is perfect that Ava's on our show tonight because I think she's a very confident girl because, Aunt Jewel, do you know that she not only loves fashion, but is taking the next step as far as having the most fashionable clothes, knowing how to design her own sketches as a fifth grader? That's confidence and that's girl power.
That is. And to be able to have the imagination and to be able to show everyone.
Exactly. And not be afraid if someone may not know of any of the designers or anything like that, but being strong and saying, this is what I like and this is what I'm going to do. Our second thing with girl power, because we talked about confidence. Number two is being a caring person and caring for others. Just like in the book that Ava just read, Karate Girl, she really cared for her brother and she was going to stand up to those bullies. And that's exactly how Ava is.
By being protective and being able to let your brother have the confidence to know that no matter what happens, his sister is going to take up for him. And that is definitely girl power.
Exactly. And Aunt Jewel, do you know that's exactly what Ava does for her friends? She is the best friend that anyone would want to have.
So she'll have lots of friends when that happens. And boys and girls, the same thing with you. And it's also something that you can use when you go to a new situation, a new school, going to camp, or going on vacation. You don't know the boys and girls, but you feel really good because other boys and girls like you. And so you will feel that the same thing will happen because you're a person that shares and likes to be kind and considerate.
Exactly. Thank you, Ava, for reading that great book.
You're welcome.
And we're going to play The Power of Girls by Haley Orientia.
Yes.
Haley.
All right, girls out there, girl power. And Ava, because without the power of the girl, you don't feel that you have all the strength to be able to stand up to people. You don't feel that your voice should be heard. You don't feel that you need to be there. And that's why it's so important that we celebrate that, to let everyone know that girls are important. And that song really helps it. And also, what you're talking about, Karate Girl, that helps a lot too, because it lets you know that, yes, you can be strong. Yes, you can be there on the playground. And yes, you can make a difference. The power of a girl.
Exactly. And boys and girls, sometimes it's scary to be powerful and strong and confident when you're young, but you have nothing to lose. Ava, she's only in fifth grade, and she's been confident from day one.
That's why we're so happy to have her at Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. And we're so glad to have you there. Because, boys and girls, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to do, parents?
Get to bed.
Yes, we are. But I'm wondering, I don't know if some of you out there are sleepy yet.
Are you sleepy yet?
I don't know. We might have to play a sleepy song for them if we can't get their eyes closed, because they're still excited about playing. And it's really, their time clock is so off because they have an hour shorter.
I know, everything must feel so weird, but at least, Aunt Jewel, today is Sunday, and the boys and girls at least got to adapt a little bit before they have to wake up tomorrow. So, boys and girls, if you have to be at school at 7:30, it actually is 6:30 in the morning. But when you're going to bed, you're actually going to bed an hour earlier. So, in the end, it all adds up.
And you are so right, Starfish, that even though the time may change going up and down, the days of the week stays the same. It's always
exactly.
Sunday, then Monday, then, Ava, do you know what comes after Monday?
Tuesday.
And then what's next?
Wednesday. And Thursday.
And great Friday. Saturday.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know that Starfish has a special book that she would like to read. And then after that, she is going to have the song played, Believe in Yourself, because I think that's pretty important, because that's girl power.
Exactly. That's what helps the girl power. Well, tonight, I'm going to read Bravo, Tanya. Bravo, Tanya. Are you ready, boys and girls? Are you ready, Aunt Jewel?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, this book, as I mentioned, is Bravo, Bravo, Tanya, written by Patricia Lee Gao. I'm so excited for the story. Are you, Ajua?
Oh, I am. I want to hear what you have to say in sharing these wonderful books.
Another girl power story. Here we go. And our publisher is the publisher of this story is Philomel Books. Here we go, boys and girls. Tiny Tanya loved to dance. She and her ballerina bear, Barbara, danced everywhere, anytime, anywhere. Sometimes they did their pas de trois in the meadow. Sometimes by the brook. And sometimes to music only they heard. Tanya loved to dance so much that her mother sent her to dancing school with her sister, Elise. Barbara had to stay in her bag. Remember, boys and girls, Barbara was her bear. At the first class, Tanya was very happy. She put on her slippers and her leotard, just like all the dancers. When they went to the bar, she did too. She walked just so like a ballerina. And when Miss Bessinger said, "First position," Tanya already knew it. She knew second. She knew fourth and fifth as well. But when the woman with the comb in her hair began to play the piano and Miss Bessinger clapped her hands and spoke at the same time, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, Tanya could not hear any music at all. Clap, clap, clap. One, two, three, four is what she heard. And so Miss Bessinger said, "Jete." Tanya was one jete behind. When Miss Bessinger said, "Pirouette," Tanya twirled into the girl with a ponytail. And when Miss Bessinger came up and whispered just to her ear, one, two, three, four. When everyone was doing the arabesque, Tanya teetered and fell. This didn't feel like dancing at all. Still, each Saturday, Tanya took Barbara and went to the class anyway. By trying very hard most of the time, she kept in step with the glissades. She finally did an arabesque and even a grand escarpe. Then one day, when all the parents came to visit and the dancers were all in a line doing the sauté-shots, the piano was so loud, Miss Bessinger's counting was so loud, Tanya stopped short, and the other dancers danced right in through. "Is that right?" Then Miss Bessinger telling her mother later, "Not everyone is a dancer. She is a lovely child, but she is enjoying herself, and that is what matters." So Tanya took Barbara and started home, ahead of her mother and Elise. She wasn't a lovely child. She wasn't enjoying herself, not at all. Down by the brook, she stopped. She just wanted to sit, but Ballerina Bear wanted to dance. She didn't. She didn't want to sit. Barbara wanted to dance. "Well, all right," Tanya said. And so they did their pas de trois on the rocks by the brook and next to the waterfall where the brook came from the hall, from the hill. And near the woods where the branches sang. Then Barbara was the audience while Tanya danced all alone in the meadow when she could hear the music and the wind. Tanya didn't even see her piano player with the comb in her hair hiking across the field. And she didn't see her stop and watch with Barbara. But when Tanya finally stopped dancing, she heard the clapping. It was a different kind of clapping from Miss Messenger's. "Bravo!" the piano player said. Tanya was so surprised, her cheeks grew pink. "You like the music here?" Tanya, the piano player, said. "I do, too." The sun made the lady hair shine. "When I play the piano, sometimes I hear the wind. Sometimes I hear a storm. Sometimes I hear waves on a beach. Both Tanya and Barbara were surprised at that. "Bravo again," she said, and smiling, she got up and hiked across the field. The next Saturday, Tanya tucked Barbara into her bag and went to dance class. When Miss Bessinger said, "Stretch," Tanya stretched when she said, "First, second, fourth, and fifth position. Plie, refé, hété." Tanya did. She even did more than one sauté jacques. But when Miss Bessinger clapped, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, Tanya listened to the piano instead. She heard waves, a storm, and branches in the wind, and she danced. And she danced till her heart was content. "My goodness," said Miss Bessinger. Later, "What a ballerina you are." When she left that day, Tanya smiled at the piano player with a comb in her hair as she walked across the floor. Every Saturday, Tanya went to dance class. Her ballerina bear went too. She went to the bar and she danced every step. But Tanya and Barbara still liked best to dance a pas de trois, sometimes in the meadow, sometimes by the brook, sometimes to music only they heard. The end. Wow, that is certainly girl power. Certainly girl power. At first, like we said, Tanya was a little scared, but she was confident that she loved music. She loved dancing. She didn't even need music. She used the music of nature.
And that's so special because a lot of times you have imagination, because that is part of girl power. You already can see it, even though it hasn't really happened. And she got lost in it, and she didn't even know that anyone was even watching her. And she was so surprised.
Exactly.
Okay, so Tanya said, "I can't believe that you were watching me. I only thought the wind was watching me."
Someone is always watching you. That's why it's important to be who you are and be who you want to be, because someone's always watching.
Definitely, and we are so glad that not only are people watching, but we have a lot of people that are listening to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we're so excited because it really makes the day and the night, now that it is evening, it makes it go faster, because this is a time that you should be relaxing, and that's what we want to do. And I know that "I'll Take You Dreaming" is what a lot of the boys and girls are doing, and that's exactly what Tanya was doing when she was dancing, and the piano player, he was just looking at her, and he was admiring her, and he thought that she did a really good job.
That is certainly true. Miss Tanya and the Karate Girl are our girl power, and so, of course, our co-host, Ava.
Yes, definitely it is. And I wonder if some of the boys and girls are out there dreaming right now. We want to be able to play a song, "I'll Take You Dreaming." Because boys and girls, I know that there's some things that you would like to be. And especially the time that we are having a spotlight on girls. A spotlight. And that's exactly what was happening with Tanya. We had a spotlight on her. And she didn't even know that it was there. And she was just gliding.
She certainly was gliding.
But she didn't even know that.
Jewel, I think you're doing your job. I see Grandpa, one eye is closing.
You know that always happens. He tries to stay up. He falls asleep even before his grandson is falling asleep or his granddaughter.
I think the kids are almost, they're trying to stay up. They want to hear more, but they're almost taking a trip to dreamland. So, Aunt Jewel, you want me to play Believe in Yourself?
Or why don't we play a little softer one, I'll Take You Dreaming, because I think there is some kids out there, our little, they're sign kids who are saying, I'm not sleepy yet, but I think that if we play a really mellow song, I'll Take You Dreaming, we might be able to be real successful and set some more eyes.
Okay, Angel. Can you tell the boys and girls what the name of the song is and the offer?
Okay, it's I'll Take You Dreaming, and I will get you the offer after the song is finished.
Okay, so it's called Dreaming by Little Pickles?
I'll Take You Dreaming. The Little Pickles has a song, too. And that's on Zoom.
Great. Here we go, boys and girls.
You are my home. I'll care for you. You're not alone. You are my friend. On me, you can always depend.
Yes, and that's what dreams are for. When you're relaxing, your mind wanders. And when your mind's wandering, you can be anything that you want to be able to be. And that's why it's so important to get your rest. And that's why it's so important to be able to have you join us at Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, because we will guarantee that you will be in complete peacefulness, calm, you will be able to think of all the things that you want to be able to be. And even if you hadn't even thought about it, who shared with you so many different books that you might want to be a karate girl, or you might want to be a dancer, or if we have time, a little book that I wanted to share with you that's about a wrestler. So there's so many things that you can become, and those dreams will be reality.
I'm excited to listen to your book. Aren't you, Ava?
Yeah.
Okay, this book might be a little long for some of you, so we may have to continue it next week, but we will.
Well, we can do part one today and part two next Sunday.
I think that's a good idea. Don't you think so, Ava?
Yes.
Ava agrees. And guess what this book is about? We talked about girl power, and this book is about three strong women, and it's by Claus Sam. It's a tall tale from Japan. Now, boys and girls, get ready. I hear some of you already yawning, trying to keep those eyes wide awake. So long ago, and I know that in some places we have rain, and some rain sometimes even makes some people fall, not quite sleep, but in twilight. Long ago in Japan, there lived a famous wrestler. Now, one day he decided to make his way to the capital city to wrestle before the emperor. The emperor in Japan is very important. It's like the president in the United States. He strode down the road on legs thick as the trunks of small trees. He had been walking for 7 hours, and he could walk for seven more without getting tired. The time was autumn. The wrestler hummed himself. Now, this was in time with the long swing of his blade. The wind blew through his thin brown robe, and he wore no sword at his side. He needed no sword. Even in the darkest and loneliest places, a few tailors would have been able to make warm clothes for a man so broad and tall. He felt strong, healthy, and rather conceited. Yeah, because that rain is so good during the autumn. It makes the trees grow so strong, and you see all the different colors when you hear the rain. He thought, they call me Forever Mountain because I am a good wrestler. I am a fine, brave man and far too modest to ever say so. Ava, I don't know if he's modest or not. Now, just then, he saw a girl who must have come up with the nearby river, where she studied a bucket on her head. Her hands on the bucket were small, and there was a dimple on each thumb. She was a little girl with red cheeks and a nose like a friendly button. Her eyes looked as though she was thinking of 10,000 funny stories at once. She clambered up into the road and walked ahead of the wrestler. She had girl power because she felt good. Well, this is what the wrestler said. Now, if I tickle that girl, I shall regret it all my life, said the wrestler to himself. She will squeak and I shall laugh and laugh. And if she drops her bucket, I'll run and fill it again and carry it home for her. He tiptoed behind her and poked her lightly in the rib. Cuckoo! Ka-choo, 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 he said, tickling down in Japanese. The girl gave a satisfying squeal, a giggle, and brought one arm down so that the wrestler's hand was caught between it and her body. Ho, 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 you caught me. I can't move at all, said the wrestler. I know, said the jolly girl. I felt that it was very good temper to her to take a joke so well.
and I started to pull her hand free. Somehow he could not. He tried again, using a little more strength. Now, let go, little girl, he said. I am a powerful man, and if I pull hard, I might hurt you. Pull, said the girl. I admire powerful men. She began to walk, and though the wrestler tugged and pulled until his feet dug great mule in the ground, he had to follow. 10 minutes later, still tugging while plucking helplessly after her, he was glad the road was lonely and no one was there to see. Please let me go, he pleaded. I'm the famous wrestler forever. I must go show my strength before the emperor. He burst out weeping with shame and confusion. Can you believe the little girl had him? He was going to try to do something kind of mean to her, and she showed him. You poor, sweet little forever mountain, she said. Are you tired? Shall I carry you? I do not want you to carry me. I want you to let me go. I want to forget I ever saw you. What do you want with me? You moaned the pitiful wrestler. I only want to help you, said the little girl, pulling him up the mountain. Oh, I'm sure you'll have no more trouble than anyone else around against the other wrestlers. You'll win, or else you'll lose, and you won't be too badly hurt either. But aren't you afraid you might meet a really strong man someday? Forever turned to him, and he stumbled. He was imagining being laughed at throughout Japan as hardly ever mountain. She glanced back. You see? Tired already, she said. I'll walk more slowly. Why don't you come along to my mother's house and let us make a strong man of you? Uh-oh, boys and girls. I think she has him.
And I can't wait to hear what's going to happen next. Should we let the boys and girls dream or imagine what can happen next and get ready for our show next week, or can we can still go on?
I think that that's probably a very good time to probably keep it right there and end it with the last sentence so that we can see what happens with girl power. Here he was, a wrestler. His name was called Forever Mountain, and he was going to trick her and make her feel bad, but she turned it around with him. Now, of course, he's probably embarrassed, don't you think, Ava?
Yes.
To have a girl be able to tie him down. Oh, no.
A girl tying a boy down? Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I think it would be a real good time to play our song that we also love by Jennifer Hudson, A Lullaby, because I think there's some children that are already falling off to sleep. And I think Grandma is already, she's already asleep. So she didn't fall asleep, she's asleep. And there's Daddy, he's snoring too.
Exactly. It's all about now, this week, using your imagination. What's going to happen next with these great, strong, with the great, strong daughter and the great, strong mother and the strong grandmother? Try to imagine what can happen.
And while they're thinking, it might be grateful to have Jennifer Hudson sing the lullaby to them.
Exactly. Jennifer Hudson's lullaby. Here we go, boys and girls.
Sweet little baby, with your head full of dreams.
children, we want to thank you so much for joining Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story for this lullaby. And remember, boys and girls, that we want to thank our wonderful youth guest because he read us Karate Girl, giving her strength. So when she goes to school Monday morning, she is ready. And she knows that she has to have that strength and she has to have her rest because she has 1 hour left and she's going to have to get up early in the morning.
Thank you, Ava. Thanks for being on our show.
It was a pleasure.
Yay, and please, can you return?
I would love to.
I'm so excited. And I'm sure you know what we do when we have wonderful guests. We play our favorite songs.
We have to do Randy Newman.
Exactly. And we're going to finish off here. Good night, boys and girls. Aunt Jewel, what's your question for the boys and girls?
Right. And next week we'll be doing Girl Power, finishing the story with three strong women. Thank you. Good night.
Are you sleepy yet?
I'm getting there.
Good night, Aunt Jewel.
Hi,
you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. Got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our gas on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good night, sweet Aunt Jewel and Darcy. Good night, Ava. Pleasant dreams. And good night.
Bye.
She's still there. You're all accounted for.